Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The similitude of God. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. James 3:9. Here inserted within a very sober condemnation of the misuse of our God-given privilege of speech is what seems almost an incidental reference to the image of God in man. It is not a trivial reference, however, but very significant. It tells us that even though the image of God in man has been severely marred by sin, it is still there. That is, man is eternal just as God is eternal, and we will all continue to exist forever, either in the presence of God or away from his presence. That image is not shared with animals, even the higher animals. The latter do have a body, soul in the sense of mind, and spirit in the sense of breath, but they do not possess the image of God that was specially created in man alone after all the animals had been created. Another implication is that the word similitude includes the meaning of a physical resemblance. While God in his full essence is omnipresent and therefore invisible to human eyes, it is still true that when God became man, he took on an actual physical body. Furthermore, our Lord Jesus, God the Son, still is that same Jesus and therefore still in that body. Since his incarnation and his work of salvation were planned by the triune God before the foundation of the world, man was apparently created in the image of that body that Christ had planned to take on when he would eventually become man. That being the case, our bodies are even more sacred than otherwise we might have assumed, and it is indeed a serious matter to misuse the tongue or any other member of the body, which is made after the similitude of Christ.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.